97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I'm Bo Matthews, Mark Cox, and we thank you for tuning in to the show today. This first segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. And if you've never been to Razorback Armory store or even their website, I encourage you to do that. If you are wanting to suppress a firearm, they've got your back on it. They've got the greatest selection of in-stock suppressors. Also, they've just got a great selection of all firearms, handguns, self-protection, hunting guns, whatever it is. Check out RazorbackArmory.com and go in to their store and DePere. It's right next to the tennis shop, just east of 270 on Manchester. Mark, how are you, brother?
I'm doing well, Bo. How are you?
I'm good.
Memorial Day weekend?
You know what? It was quiet, working on projects, and got a lot done because the weather was pretty mild. Although the storms were nuts, had our buddy Chuck, he was down at the Lake of the Ozarks, sent me a picture because I text him randomly, hey, happy Memorial Day weekend, because I'm that guy.
Yes.
And he texts back, he goes, sitting on the patio watching it rain. And so that gave me like about a 3-hour window to know that it was headed this way. So I better get to work and get my stuff done.
And boy, did it. Did you have any hail out there on the Matthews estate?
Hail, no. But we did have a couple of trees come down. But again, not a bad deal. I'm repurposing it for firewood. So we're good there.
I couldn't believe some of the pictures. I put some of it up on my Facebook page for my show. But
I saw it.
It looked like somebody had taken a scatter gun and hit the side of a house with it. I mean, it literally punched holes in siding and windows and everything in some places in West St. Louis County. And I know Eureka got hit harder than that. So it was a mess.
It generally does every year, have big, that's spring storms, right? That's what it is. But do you think there's anything nefarious going on in the great outdoors? Cloud seeding, anything like that? Do you think man can control the weather?
I'm sure that to some extent they probably can. Do I believe mankind is causing climate change? No, I do not.
Okay, good answer. Yeah. But there are things that definitely happen. Like it seems like this is between you and me and the fence post.
Oh, okay, good. We'll keep it.
It seems like nobody's listening. The lightning is weirder. It's different than when I grew up as a kid. You know, a lightning bolt is a lightning bolt. Now you get these spidery lightning events that happen, and it's amazing to watch. But I wonder what that is. Is that cell phone signals around the world that is kind of capturing that? I don't know.
I am not a media urologist, and I never played one on TV. So I can't.
A media urologist?
Yeah. I can't.
A media urologist. That's great.
I grew up in the Cincinnati area. I always listened to 700 WLW when I was growing up.
Yeah.
They had a great talent on there who used to jokingly call them media urologists because...
I've never heard that in my life. That's
anyway, they warned us this time. I was in my, we're in the middle of a move, and I was touching up some paint. I was painting the mud room in my house, and I hear the alarm go off on my phone that there's a tornado warning out. And I'm like, I do not have time for this. I just don't. I'm in the middle of painting. I'm trimming. I'm getting ready to paint. So I walked in and I turned the TV on. I usually default to Channel 4 because I worked there for so long. Watching my friend Steve Templeton on there. And, they kept us pretty well informed. It was south of me, which means it was closer to your house, the path it was taking.
Right.
So we kept the TV on and kept a close watch on it. And he said, if you live just north of Eureka, maybe in Wildwood, you won't get the tornado here, what we think was a tornado. You are going to get the hail. And sure enough, about 8 or 9 minutes later, I started hearing it on the box window outside of my kitchen. And I went out front, and we got hammered with at least pea-size hail. It didn't seem to be any bigger than maybe a large pea or a bean.
Quarter-ish?
And it didn't know. It wasn't that big. And it didn't do any damage to our cars that I could tell. We got lucky on that one.
Or the house.
South City had quarter-size hail.
Wow.
It was awful. And they said, it's coming. And there it was.
I heard a lot of scratch and dent commercials on the air this week for RVs and cars and all of these dealerships that had products damaged that were sitting outside are all having fire sales now.
So no damage to your house that you're trying to sell?
No, no. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
None at all. Let me be very clear about that. There's no damage to my house.
If you want to buy it, contact Mark.
If it's still on the market, feel free. Yeah.
No, it's a thing. So I wanted to mention to you that we got postponed on the Eureka Chamber of Commerce skeet shoot,
yes.
Sporting Clays event, until middle of June. Check out their page for information. But I've really been wanting to go out and practice. So when will you be done with your chores so we can go out and practice?
We need to go. You know, right before I went on my trip, I had an opportunity, as soon as I got back, I should say, I had an opportunity to go to shoot in the Jeff Hansen Memorial Foundation trap shoot, just sporting clays shoot. I shouldn't say trap shooting. It's sporting clays up at Black Hawk Valley, which is a beautiful, beautiful piece of land up just north of Troy, north in, I guess, east of Troy. But it's beautiful. Old Monroe, I think it is. And we went up there and had a great time. Took out the new, my new over and under, my Browning Satori, which I just love that gun. It's got 32
inch
barrels.
Is it all you wanted it to be?
Everything. It's got 2-inch,
really?
32 inch barrels on it, and the nice chokes, the nice Browning chokes. And, you know, I did the best of anybody on our team. I didn't kill it, but because sporting clays, they change all the time. Like every time you go to the course, they've altered something in the way the bird flies. So it's not like golf where it's the muscle memory and it's the same thing each time. But if you're a good shooter, you should be able to, you know, hit well. I just don't do it often enough. But at least I did the best of anybody on our team. So we had a good time.
Well, I really would like to get out, either to Jay Henges or
to Skeet and Trap and practice.
Absolutely. St. Louis Trap and Skeet out in Pacific. They do a great job as well. And, you know, they're always doing things to improve out there. So I don't even know why it was postponed. Oh, I think they had an event out there.
You know,
or something.
What they do down there on Thursday nights, they've started doing it again now. I believe it's Thursdays. They do five stand. So
we did that last year.
Yeah, we should get out there and do that again. That was a good time.
Well, I've only had my Benelli M2 out a couple of times, but I definitely
name dropping. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
The one you got for free?
That one. It was a gift. It was a gift.
It's good to be Bo Matthews, man. Uh-huh. I'm telling you what.
Now you're name dropping.
Sell an organ to get mine. Go ahead.
But at least your wife approved of that purchase. So, you know, you're down one organ, you're up one shotgun.
That's true.
In all seriousness, I've been getting emails from the American Firearms Association, and they had sent an email out about Merrick Garland, Attorney General, and his new rule that wants to criminalize virtually every single private firearm sale.
Of course.
I, if you're going to gift somebody a firearm, is that under this rule? Because
absolutely.
If they say if you don't get the ATF permission, you will face a felony charge of 5 years in federal prison.
Well, no, here's what they're trying to do. And this is, I mean, it's fine print. It's in the weeds a little bit. Ultimately, they would love to do what you just said. What this rule is designed to do is stop people. You know, for years they've been talking about this gun show loophole. Well, it's not a loophole. It's perfectly legal for you to sell a gun to your neighbor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you know that your neighbor is a convicted felon, it's not legal for you to sell your gun to your neighbor. Now, you don't have to go get a background check first, but you better ask that question, because if you sell a gun to somebody who can't legally own one, you have broken the law. So this is not a loophole. It's not a loophole in any law. But what the left in this country wants is that for any firearms transaction, they'd love you to have to go to an FFL dealership and pay a $25 transfer fee and have a background check run, right? This ATF rule that they're trying to change would require what it's designed to do is stop somebody from going to a gun show and selling at every gun show and not being considered a dealer. They want to make sure that somebody who's making a living selling firearms, making a profit off of it, registers as a federal firearms licensee, so they have to keep records. Now, that's pretty rare.
Well,
happen
you just
all
said it
time.
Right there.
Well, it's rare.
Mark, you said it right there.
most people,
the ultimate goal is a national gun registration.
That's what they want. And as my buddy pointed out from gun owners the other day, they don't want to register guns. They want to register gun owners. So that's right, what you need to be careful of. Now, they're challenging this in court. It's got a temporary stay on it. If you're a member of gun owners, then that stay is in effect for you, but you have to be a member of that organization right now as the court considers it. And that's just temporary. Sometime in June, they'll make another ruling on that. So we'll keep people up to date and let them know what's going on with that.
Well, you know, it's one of these things. It's kind of like somebody wants to sell you a lawnmower and you go and buy it. Yeah. You don't know it's stolen, but you're buying stolen equipment.
Yeah, true. You got to ask questions.
I'd like to sell you this firearm. Are you a felon? Well, you can lie to me.
You could.
I mean, that's a possibility, but you just got to know your people. You know what I mean?
It's always smart because you're breaking the law. Just like Hunter Biden, who lied on his form when he, you know, registered for his background check with the feds. And now he's going to go to court for that, finally. All right. We talked a lot about guns. We talked a lot about hunting. Coming up, we're going to talk about wetting a line. Whether you're in Missouri or Illinois, we got something for you straight ahead on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Mark Cox here along with Bo Matthews. And I have to tell you, I had a fantastic outing recently with my grandson. And originally, the first time he ever got to go fishing was with our friend Scott Isringhausen from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. And I took him again this past week, and he loved it. We got him hooked, Scott, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, that is awesome. That is great.
We went over to Collinsville, I think it was, where you had the expo and you had the big fishing pond set up. And Scott made sure my grandson got to get in there more than once or twice and hook a few of those fish that they had. I think they were probably bluegills, weren't they?
And they were, yes, hybrid bluegills, what they were.
Yeah, it was a fantastic time. He loved it. He's been talking about it ever since. And I told him, I'm like, listen, when it gets warmer, we're going to go fishing. And I walked in the door this week. He was at my house and he said, Papa, it's warmer. So I loaded him up in the car and I took him to Velasquez Park near my house. And we fished for about an hour and a half. We had a great time.
That's wonderful. That's great.
And how old is he?
He's three.
Oh, he's hooked. He's hooked for life.
He's hooked. He caught a catfish and a couple of bluegill, and he thought that
was
great.
That's a great addiction.
So we've got Scott with us, of course, from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and they've got a great catch coming up for you at Pere Marquette State Park again, and we want to give him a chance to talk about that. What's going on with it, Scott?
Well, this is our annual fishing fair. This will be the 35th year. It's June 8th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., in saying that, we have so many things to do and see, everything from a 4,000-gallon aquarium to a trout pond where the kids can actually catch a trout, take and have the fish cleaned, and actually eat the fish that they just caught. We'll be shooting bows and arrows, not at real fish, but at fake fish. You mentioned the bluegill that your son had just caught. We have a bluegill pond stocked full of fish, and the kids have a chance to fish in that pond, and then they can actually get a picture taken with their what's called the first fish photo station, so they have a chance to take a picture of their, you know, their fish or their first fish, especially for the younger kids. There's many other things, such as Camel the Clown, which is a heck of an entertainer. If you've ever had the opportunity to see Camel the Clown, I mean, it's such a great addition. And I know in the past you've talked with our friend Jason Reynolds. He will be there with his big aquarium stocked with about 30 different species of fish. In addition to that will be the dogs, where they actually jump inside this aquarium, which it's quite a show. If you've never came to the fishing fair and never got to see the Fetch and Fish promotions with Jason, it's just unbelievable. And then we do have some really new activities, totally new, one being the Lumberjack Show. Have you guys ever heard of a Lumberjack Show before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen video of it. I don't think I've ever... Oh, have you really, Bo?
I have. Chainsaw competition, actually. But go ahead, Scott.
Well, in the Lumberjack Show, then they do the chainsaw stuff. They go up and down the poles. They have saw contests. And then the thing that I really like that I've got to witness is whenever they do the log rolling, they'll put two people on a log, and they'll try to knock the other one off. And these people are truly entertainers. They come from the the state of Florida, travel all over the United States and do these shows and programs and presentations. And for the 35th year, that was one of the new things that we truly wanted to try to bring into the fishing fair, at least for this year. So super, super excited about that. In addition to that, we're going to have a second big aquarium, their state aquarium. It's really like the one that I mentioned before, the fishing aquarium that Jason brings. But inside that, we're going to have about 100 crappie in there, and we have two professional crappie fishermen and kind of entertainers. They're going to do seminars and programs on catching crappie and kind of what to do. So kind of some new things for the adults as well. So they are also, if you've ever seen the big crappie thons they have in the United States, they travel around and they do the emceeing of the big crappie event. So I've never actually met them in person, but I talked to them on the phone and super, super excited to have them there as well. But I guess in saying that, there's basic stations such as knot tying. We have a virtual fishing machine where you can simulate what it's like to catch like a swordfish or a sailfish. Other different types of basic things, such as casting. We also have a thing called One Cast, where the kids actually try to cast inside a swimming pool. And if they cast inside that pool, they're going to win a real nice rod and reel or a big tackle box, maybe an overnight stay to the Pere Marquette State Park Lodge. We have kind of some safety things, such as water safety. The Corps of Engineers actually kind of goes through. And we also let the kids actually make their own little safety tackle box. It's like called a first aid kind of tackle box, which goes in their tackle. So again, if you want to learn about fishing, it's just such a great, great day. And you know, one of the best things about this is, you guys, this event is 100% free, and every single child which comes to this will actually leave with a prize if they attend 7 of the 30 different numbered stations. So it's going to be quite a day.
And that's how it is done in the state of Illinois. Scott, I've got one comment about the log rollers that are coming up for entertainment purposes. If they're training in Florida, there's alligators and nose water. So I'm thinking you better learn how to do this pretty dang quick. And they turn it into a show. My question for you, Scott, is over the years, I don't know how many years you've been involved directly or around it. The crowds have, you know, the word gets out and it grows in popularity. They've got to get bigger and bigger every year, doesn't it? And especially with you adding new features in.
Well, and it does. And this will be the 35th year, which seems unbelievable. I was there for the beginning of it. I actually started the fishing fair. So, yeah, I've been here for all of them. I mean, I'm only 36 years old, but anyway.
Of course.
You're in diapers,
we all are.
Yeah.
But no, it does. It really continues to grow. And there's so many things I did not mention on the, you know, on the list. And, you know, other things that we have like the taxidermist will show you guys how to, you know, take a picture of your fish and then be able to release the fish back in the water, but still ever be able to get that fish, you know, taxidermied. We have a thing called a jug fishing where the kids actually get to make like a jug or a noodle and figure out how to do that. So we have a helicopter that will come in here that the kids can actually climb in and look at. So again, there's just so many things, and again, I didn't mention every single thing that we have, but for your listeners that have never been here, I think they will truly be impressed with the things that we have, and I think it'll be hard for them to believe that this thing totally is a free event. And like I said, they all actually do get to leave with a prize of some sort.
It's all about getting them hooked, right? And I know it worked on my grandson for sure. Coming up June 8th at the Pere Marquette State Park, of course, it's going to be their 35th annual fishing fair. I hope people can get out there and take advantage of it. What about the raffle ticket? Every kid gets a raffle ticket, is that right?
They do, and this is something that is totally new. Actually, Twisted Cat Outdoors is going to be giving away a six-hour for two people, a guided catfishing trip. In addition to that, kind of in conjunction with that, it's going to be a $100 gift card. So, again, totally free. All you got to do is show up, and the kids will get this and have a chance to put it in a drum, and hopefully they will, you know, win that catfishing trip. And if any of your listeners have ever heard of Alex Nagy, he's very, very well known, and he'd be a great person to actually learn from and have the opportunity to actually come out there and fish. And I guess kind of in continuing, and I know we talked a little bit about that big aquarium. If you just want to look up the people that are doing the aquarium, is the crappie part of it. Their names are Les Keaton and Keaton Standpiper. So both of them two people will be the people that are going to be here. But if you look up the information, their resume is just unbelievable. So again, I think people are really going to be impressed with the talent that we have here. And I would like to just say a quick little plug for our sponsors and volunteers, the ConocoPhillipses, the State Farms, the different banks, and then our partners, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Corps of Engineers. It really is kind of the Department of Natural Resources and the Fish and Wildlife Service and the Corps of Engineers together that actually puts this program on.
Well, with this popularity and it growing every year, Scott, is it mayhem or is it a pretty well-oiled event where people know, you know, you're not bottlenecking here or there? I mean, is it pretty seamless how it works out with, I'm guessing, over 1,000 people must be showing up for these things, right?
Well, we'll have about 5,000 people, and we expect
that.
A couple thousand kids that will come, too, to
Sorry.
500 kids. So it's a lot of people over a long, you know, over 6 hours, so they're not all here at once. But in saying that, for your listeners, be prepared to, you know, expend a couple hours. But for the most part, it goes real well. I'm always a nervous wreck and can't wait till it gets going. But for your listeners, it's probably better off that if you wait an hour or so to get here, because in the beginning there typically are some lines at the different locations and places. And, you know, something I mentioned earlier a little bit was about the trout pond, and something that we actually do with that trout pond, at the end of the day, we actually lower that water down, and whatever trout are left in that pond, the kids actually get in there and actually catch the fish out by hand. So it's kind of a noodling contest for the kids.
Yeah, no
what?
Kidding.
What? Okay,
great.
I want to see the liability policy on that deal.
Well, you didn't hear that on the radio, did you?
No, I didn't. That's crazy talk.
My grandson's answer to that would be no. No.
Yeah, some kids don't want to touch them.
I tried to get him to touch the fish the other day. We caught a catfish, and he said no. Slimy, too slimy. He said he didn't want to. I haven't got him to that point yet. But man, what a great opportunity! Lots of fun. I hope people. I know you'll get a huge crowd out there, and I assume people from on the Missouri side of the river welcome to come too.
We will let them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We want them to come. That's exactly right. You know, we want everybody. And,
yeah.
And again, for your St. Louis listeners, it's not that far a drive. And, the drive between Alton and Grafton, if you've never witnessed it, is absolutely spectacular.
Beautiful.
You're right along the Mississippi River, come up to the town of Grafton. Then the park is about 4 or 5 miles just north of Grafton. So if you just stay on that same road, the river road, you're going to make your way to the park.
Then you can stop and maybe have lunch in Grafton and do some shopping on the way back, huh? That'd be great.
Loading zone.
Mm. Yeah. Mm, good stuff. Scott Isringhausen, listen, always a pleasure having you on, my friend, and thanks for all you do over there for the past 35 years.
Well, thank you guys. And again, if you've never had a chance to fish or catch a fish, please come to the fishing fair. And again, the best thing about it, it's 100% free for all the kids.
All right, the website we can send them to for more information?
You can just type in the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and you can get to it from there. Or if you just want to call the park, is 618-786-3323, extension 1. And again, you can even just type in Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair, and you're gonna the flyer and the press release is going to pop up just like that as well.
Excellent.
All right. Well, happy 35th birthday to you as well, sir.
Yeah, that's true.
thank you very much, you guys.
Scott, we'll talk again soon. Thank you very much. Good
okay,
to get
well,
on
thank,
here.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
I would pay. I know it's a free event. I would pay to see Bo Matthews in a log rolling contest, wouldn't you?
I would.
He's not
you
saying
laugh,
anything.
Buddy. I grew up in Minnesota. I got the log rolling down and the Axeman show. I was almost a contestant on the Axeman show.
Wow.
I'm a fool with the chainsaw,
I'll
brother.
Bet you are. I'd love to see that, actually. Hey, you know, we've been talking a little bit there about the state of Illinois. That was the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Over in Missouri, they got a thing or two to say about that, too. They're going to have some free fishing days coming up that you need to know about. We're going to get our friend Dan Zarlinga on the show straight ahead on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Oh, boy. Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Our executive producer shocks me once again. I have never heard that in my life. This is Bo Matthews, Mark Cox. Have you heard that song before?
I have never heard that song, Carl. What's that from?
That's Country Joe and the Fish singing the Fixin' to Die Rag.
Ah, nice.
Oh, my gosh.
You still amuse me
and amaze me.
That's what his wife says every day.
So, again, want to thank Scott Isringhausen for being our guest in the last segment. This segment is for those people that believe that Illinois is another planet and never go there, but love to fish. The Missouri Department of Conservation is putting on Missouri Free Fishing Days. It's a program that has been very successful in the past. So we welcome back from the MDC, Dan Zerlinga. Dan, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. I had an alert come across on my social medias about the free fishing days, and we always love talking to you about it because it's an opportunity for people to actually get out there and maybe do something they haven't done in a long time. So let's talk about free fishing days.
Yeah, well, you hit it right on the head, basically. I mean, the whole concept of free fishing days is to get folks who've maybe never fished before or haven't fished in many years or, you know, maybe have a kid or somebody who might want to fish and they want to get out and give it a try without committing, you know, an enormous amount of money or anything. Not that you have to commit an enormous amount of money to fishing, but you do have to buy a basic permit. But in this case, you don't have to because for free fishing days, you can fish for 2 days without a permit on any public waters. So the way free fishing days is determined, so it's a little early in the morning here, so follow me on this. It's the first Saturday and Sunday after the first Monday in June. So that's how it works every year. So this year, first Monday in June is June 3rd, and then the following Saturday and Sunday, which is next Saturday and Sunday, would be the 7th and 8th. So that's when free fishing days is this year, a week from this Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, perfect. You know, I think it's funny you mentioned that it's a way to save some money. I have determined over the years that it doesn't matter which sport I decide on, there's something about it that's expensive. I remember going to Cabela's recently and wandering over into the fishing department. I've been looking at the big glass tank in there, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to buy myself a new fly rod. And I go over there, and I'm like, wow, I can't believe how much some of this equipment costs. Not that you need that to do just basic fishing. You can get a little Zebco rod or something and go out, but all of it's got some kind of cost associated with it, right?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's not completely free, but I mean, you don't have to buy all that expensive gear. So, you know, you can start off with something pretty simple just to get your well, I would say your feet wet, but your line wet in this case, and just try it out. And, you know, it's just a fun way to get out to have folks, like I said, who have never fished before or haven't fished in many years. You know, it's a chance to get out there and try it out without committing to a permit. Now, there is a little bit of fine print here. I mean, you still have to follow all the normal regulations like length and size limits and species, you know, and all that sort of thing. And there may be some charges on county, city, or private fishing area. So they may charge a fee that you might still have to pay. But as far as the permit is concerned, you don't need that. And so that gives you kind of a fish for free thing for a couple of days. So it's just a chance to try it out. We do it every year to get people a taste of fishing. But you mentioned the gear and paying for the gear. Well, there's even a little thing around that because we have a program that's we work with St. Louis City and County Libraries and even St. Charles County Libraries to have fishing poles in the libraries that you can check out.
Wow.
And for free, just like you would a book or a video.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a little kit, basic starter kit, a fishing pole, a simple tackle box, you know, rod, reel, tackle box, hooks, sinkers, bobbers, all the basic stuff. The only thing you do need to supply is your bait. But beyond that, you can get yourself kitted out with a basic kit there from the library for free. You can go out free fishing days a week from this Saturday and Sunday without a permit, and you can basically have a free fishing adventure completely free other than your bait.
Yeah, that's a great deal. You know, I did want to double check something. You said it was the 7th and 8th. When I looked at my calendar, Saturday and Sunday would be the 8th and 9th. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for correcting. That is the 8th and 9th.
Okay.
I had my calendar off. No. So, yes, I apologize. It's the 8th and 9th of June.
Yep.
Just want to double check. So, those are the 2 days, that Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm channeling thoughts of my father taking me fishing when I was a kid. Just to be warned that if you go and check out a fishing pole and, you know, rod and reel and a tackle box, if it ends up in the water out of anger, like a golfer throws his golf clubs, you're probably going to have to pay for that. So be careful.
What happened when you were a kid, Bo? Did you enrage your father or what? What happened?
Well, no, it was the fish.
No.
It was the fish.
Okay.
Yeah, we were stranded on an island one time. No, but I think this is a great opportunity. But the end of the story, in the words of Paul Harvey, Mark Cox's visit to Cabela's, he went in to just check out fishing pole. He drove away with a boat. I'm sure of it.
I can't. That place costs me a fortune every time I go there because there's something I just didn't realize I needed. That I
so
find once I walk in the door, and it doesn't. If you know whether it's in the gun department or the fishing pole department, it just there's always something, right? Shoes. I mean, that's a.
I only use the restroom at Cabela's. That's all I ever do. I just go straight to the restroom and come back out. Dan, question for you. We're talking about this wonderful event that the Missouri Department of Conservation puts on. Free fishing days. That gets everybody's attention. What happens if somebody is fishing any other time of the year without a permit?
Well, now you do need a permit the rest of the year. Unless you're under 16 or over 65, then you don't need one. But anywhere in between, you do to fish normally, other than those 2 days. Now, even if you do buy the permit, I mean, it's not terribly expensive. It's $13 for a resident. So, you know, that gets you fishing for the entire year. So, you know, it's not terribly expensive. So if you do decide that you try this out, on 8th and 9th, and you really like it and you want to go farther with it and fish more, then you can buy a permit at that point, and it's only $13.
So it's
pretty affordable.
But my question is, if somebody is fishing without a permit, what's a penalty against that person that gets caught?
Well, that's going to vary a little bit. Part of that is the discretion of the agent issuing the citation. So, you know, they'll take things into account, like, for example, we have some new folks that have moved in from some other countries, may not be as familiar with our regulations.
Sure.
So if it's a first time thing, they may just give them a warning and say, hey, this is what you need to do here in Missouri. We need to have fishing permits. So there's some things like that. I'll take that into account. But as far as the actual penalty, if a citation is written, that's going to kind of vary from county to county and situation to situation, because that goes through the regular court fine and court system. So I'm not exactly sure what that is.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you fish on a private pond?
Like a speeding ticket, something in that nature.
Do you need a fishing permit to fish on a private pond or a private lake?
I don't believe you do on a private lake if it's not stocked by NBC and it's your own personal like your back 40 pond or something like that.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Just curious.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
any public areas are. Yeah, you do definitely.
Well, hopefully people are up to date on a lot of that stuff. And I tell you what, man, I got the Missouri Department of Conservation app a few years ago. It is so easy to buy your permits these days, and you can download them to your phone. And I mean, it's just a different world out there, Dan.
Right, right.
Well, thank you so much, because that's my next segue. You did it for me.
Perfect.
Yes, I did want to mention our Mo Fishing app, and that's what you're referring to, I believe. And that is a free mobile app that works either on Android or iOS. So depending on if you want to go to the Play Store, you want to go to the Apple App Store, or you can go to our website, mdc.mo.gov, and get links to download the app for free on your phone. And it is a really cool app because it's like you mentioned, you can buy your permits right through the app. The day of you want to go fishing, in fact. You don't have to sit in the line or worry about a store being open or anything like that. Then you can also show your permit on the phone, so you don't even have to have a paper permit. So if you get contacted by an agent, flip out your phone, show the permit, you're good to go. It's got your permit history on there. But beyond the just simply of the mechanics of buying a permit, it has a lot of great information. It's keyed into the GPS of your phone, so you can find great fishing spots just based on where you are, or you can search for one, you know, in a different area. And it indicates bodies of water that have like boat ramps, parking lots, restrooms, all those kinds of amenities. And it even has a fish attractor data. So what we do a lot of times in fishing lakes that we manage is we do habitat work. And it could be sinking Christmas trees. It could be doing some other aquatic vegetation work. And that tends to draw fish. And so that information is also contained in there. Wow. It's got all your regulations. And it even has a really cool fish ID section where you've got great photos so you can ID your fish and know.
Oh, boy. Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Our executive producer shocks me once again. I have never heard that in my life. This is Bo Matthews, Mark Cox. Have you heard that song before?
I have never heard that song, Carl. What's that?
That's Country Joe and the Fish singing the Fixin' to Die Rag.
Ah, nice.
Oh, my gosh. You still amuse me and amaze me.
That's what his wife says every day.
So, again, want to thank Scott Isringhausen for being our guest in the last segment. This segment is for those people that believe that Illinois is another planet and never go there, but love to fish. The Missouri Department of Conservation is putting on Missouri Free Fishing Days. It's a program that has been very successful in the past. So we welcome back from the MDC. From the MDC, Dan Zerlinga. Dan, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. I had an alert come across on my social medias about the free fishing days, and we always love talking to you about it because it's an opportunity for people to actually get out there and maybe do something they haven't done in a long time. So let's talk about free fishing days.
Yeah, well, you hit it right on the head, basically. I mean, the whole concept of free fishing days is to get folks who've maybe never fished before or haven't fished in many years or, you know, maybe have a kid or someone who might want to fish and they want to get out and give it a try without committing, you know, an enormous amount of money or anything. Not that you have to commit an enormous amount of money to fishing, but you do have to buy a basic permit. But in this case, you don't have to because for free fishing, fishing days, you can fish for 2 days without a permit on any public waters. So the way free fishing days is determined, so it's a little early in the morning here, so follow me on this. It's the first Saturday and Sunday after the first Monday in June. So that's how it works every year. So this year, first Monday in June is June 3rd, and then the following Saturday and Sunday, which is next Saturday and Sunday, would be the 7th and 8th. So that's when Free Fishing Days is this year, a week from this Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, perfect. You know, I think it's funny you mentioned that it's a way to save some money. I have determined over the years that it doesn't matter which sport I decide on, there's something about it that's expensive. I remember going to Cabela's recently and wandering over into the fishing department. I've been looking at the big glass tank in there, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to buy myself a new fly rod. And I go over there and I'm like, wow, I can't believe how much some of this equipment costs. Not that you need that to do just basic fishing. You can get a little Zebco rod or something and go out, but all of it's got some kind of cost associated with it, right?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's not completely free, but I mean, you don't have to buy all that expensive gear. So, you know, you can start off with something pretty simple just to get your, your feet wet, but your line wet in this case, and just try it out. And, you know, it's just a fun way to get out to have folks, like I said, who have never fished before or haven't fished in many years. You know, it's a chance to get out there and try it out without committing to a permit. Now, there is a little bit of fine print here. I mean, you still have to follow all the normal regulations like length and size limits and species, you know, and all that sort of thing. And there may be some charges on county, city, or private fishing area. So they may charge a fee that you might still have to pay. But as far as the permit is concerned, you don't need that. And so that gives you kind of a fish for free thing for a couple of days. So it's just a chance to try it out. We do it every year to get people a taste of fishing. But you mentioned the gear and paying for the gear. Well, there's even a little thing around that, because we have a program that's we work with St. Louis City and County Libraries, and even St. Charles County Libraries, to have fishing poles in the libraries that you can check out.
Wow.
And for free, just like you would a book or a video. Wow. Yeah, so there's a little kit, basic starter kit, a fishing pole, a simple tackle box, you know, rod, reel, tackle box, hooks, sinkers, bobbers, all the basic stuff. The only thing you do need to supply is your bait. But beyond that, you can get yourself kitted out with a basic kit there from the library for free. You can go out free fishing days a week from this Saturday and Sunday without a permit, and you can basically have a free fishing adventure, completely free, other than your bait.
Yeah, that's a great deal. You know, I did want to double check something. You said it was the 7th and 8th. When I looked at my calendar, Saturday and Sunday would be the 8th and 9th. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for correcting. That is the 8th and 9th.
Okay.
I had my calendar off. No, so, yes, I apologize. It's the 8th and 9th of June.
Yep.
Just want to double check. So, those are the 2 days, that Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm channeling thoughts of my father taking me fishing when I was a kid. Just to be warned that if you go and check out a fishing pole and, you know, rod and reel and a tackle box, if it ends up in the water out of anger, like a golfer throws his golf clubs, you're probably going to have to pay for that. So be careful.
What happened when you were a kid, Bo? Did you enrage your father or what? What happened?
Well, no, it was the fish.
No.
It was the fish.
Okay.
Yeah, we were stranded on an island one time. No, but I think this is a great opportunity. But the end of the story, in the words of Paul Harvey, Mark Cox's visit to Cabela's, he went in to just check out fishing pole. He drove away with a boat. I'm sure of it.
I can't. That place costs me a fortune every time I go there, because there's something I just didn't realize I needed. That I
so
find once I walk in the door, and it doesn't. If you know, whether it's in the gun department or the fishing pole department, it just, there's always something, right? Shoes. I mean, that's a.
I only use the restroom at Cabela's. That's all I ever do. I just go straight to the restroom and come back out. Dan, question for you. We're talking about this wonderful event that the Missouri Department of Conservation puts on, free fishing days. That gets everybody's attention. What happens if somebody is fishing any other time of the year without a permit?
Well, now you do need a permit the rest of the year. Unless you're under 16 or over 65, then you don't need one. But anywhere in between, you do to fish normally, other than those 2 days. Now, even if you do buy the permit, I mean, it's not terribly expensive. It's $13 for a resident. So, you know, that gets you fishing for the entire year. So, you know, it's not terribly expensive. So if you do decide that you try this out, on 8th and 9th, and you really like it and you want to go farther with it and fish more, then you can buy a permit at that point, and it's only $13.
So it's
pretty affordable.
But my question is, if somebody is fishing without a permit, what's a penalty against that person that gets caught?
Well, that's going to vary a little bit. Part of that is the discretion of the agent issuing the citation. So, you know, they'll take things into account, like, you know, like, for example, we have some new folks that have moved in from some other countries, may not be as familiar with our regulations.
Sure.
So if it's a first time thing, they may just give them a warning and say, hey, this is what you need to do here in Missouri. We need to have fishing permits. So there's some things like that. I'll take that into account. But as far as the actual penalty, if a citation is written, that's going to kind of vary from county to county and situation to situation, because that goes through the regular court fine and court system. So I'm not exactly sure what that is.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you fish on a private pond?
Like a speeding ticket, something in that nature.
Do you need a fishing permit to fish on a private pond or a private lake?
I don't believe you do on a private lake if it's not stocked by NBC and it's your own personal like your back 40 pond or something like that.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, just curious.
Yeah.
All right. Well, any public areas are. Yeah, you do, definitely.
Well, hopefully people are up to date on a lot of that stuff. And I tell you what, man, I got the Missouri Department of Conservation app a few years ago. It is so easy to buy your permits these days, and you can download them to your phone. And, I mean, it's just a different world out there, Dan.
Right, right.
Well, thank you so much, because that's my next segue. You did it for me.
Perfect.
Yes, I did want to mention our Mo Fishing app, and that's what you're referring to, I believe. And that is a free mobile app that works either on Android or iOS. So depending on if you want to go to the Play Store, you want to go to the Apple App Store, or you can go to our website, mdc.mo.gov, and get links to download the app for free on your phone. And it is a really cool app because like you mentioned, you can buy your permits right through the app the day of you want to go fishing, in fact. You don't have to sit in a line or worry about a store being open or anything like that. Then you can also show your permit on the phone, so you don't even have to have a paper permit. So if you get contacted by an agent, flip out your phone, show the permit, you're good to go. It's got your permit history on there, but beyond the mechanics of buying a permit, it has a lot of great information. It's keyed into the GPS of your phone, so you can find great fishing spots just based on where you are, or you can search for one, you know, in a different area. And it indicates bodies of water that have like boat ramps, parking lots, restrooms, all those kinds of amenities. And it even has a fish attractor data. So what we do a lot of times in fishing lakes that we manage is we do habitat work. And it could be sinking Christmas trees. It could be doing some other aquatic vegetation work. And that tends to draw fish. And so that information is also contained in there. Wow. It's got all your regulations. And it even has a really cool fish ID section where you've got great photos so you can ID your fish and know what you're catching.
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, I've used, I don't think I've used the fishing app recently. The regular Missouri Department of Conservation app, are there two different apps or am I confusing that?
So you might have, okay, so I may have mistaken. You may have Mo Hunting app. So we have three different apps that are related to kind of outdoor activities. We've got Mo Fishing, Mo Hunting, and then the Mo Outdoors app. Now, there is a little crossover between Mo Fishing and Mo Hunting because you can buy permits in either one. But the Mo Hunting app is definitely geared more to hunting, and okay. It's not going to have fish ID stuff.
I see. That's good to know. I'm glad I cleared that up because I've been sitting at deer camp before and realized I needed an extra doe permit. And you can just go on there and buy it right there, and then it makes everything so easy. And I'm sure the fishing app works the same way. So,
it does. And so that gives, it used to be the old days, you had to go get a permit somewhere, and if the stores weren't open or the office wasn't open, you were in all that. But now you can wake up in the morning and decide, I want to go fishing, I want to go hunting today, buy your app, and then go do it. And so, I'm sorry, buy your permit on the app, and then go do it. So it's really convenient, and you don't even have to worry about messing with paper in the field and losing it and getting it wet or anything like that, because it's now on your phone.
Perfect.
Well, and as we mentioned in this segment, if you're going to be doing the hunting and the fishing, you might want to download the Mo Money app, and I'm sure that's available too. Missouri. I'm here all day.
Dan's our lingo. That's the Cabela's app. You're confusing me. Yeah. That costs me Mo Money every time I go in there.
That's right. Dan's our lingo, the Missouri Department of Conservation, man. What's that?
I just think you just need to go to the library and check your fishing gear out. You don't have to go anywhere and buy anything.
Can I check out a fishing boat? They got that deal going. I'm all over that.
No, that's something.
All right, Dan.
You get on your own.
Appreciate it. June 8th and 9th, it's free fishing days in the state of Missouri. Can Illinoisans or anybody else come in to fish on those days as well?
Yes, that's open to anybody can fish there. Now, of course, I can't speak for Illinois. I think they may have a free fishing days, whether it's the same weekend or not. I'm not sure. But, of course, this applies.
Yeah, they've got an event we talked about.
West side of the river. Yeah.
Nobody's going to jail when you're fishing on June 8th and 9th in the state of Missouri.
Or Illinois.
All right.
That's right.
All right, Dan, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon. That's just, I don't know. I'm so excited about fishing that I guess I'm just giddy. I don't know.
You and my grandson are giddy, for sure.
I'm giddy. Nice. All right, well, that is Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Please share the show with anybody you know. You can do it on the Odyssey app. It's very easy, and that's all. It's so much fishing we talked about. It almost smells like fish. Are we going to have a guest that can talk about catfish, like deep-fried catfish? I'd be good with that.
Oh, man, now I'm hungry. Way to go, Bo.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a great weekend, folks. We'll see you around next weekend.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.